Good morning. I'm Vince Lancy, and today's market rundown, we're going to talk about gold and the Super Tuesday electoral results. That's two topics. Before that, we'll look at some headlines, but first, let's run through the markets. The dollar is down 15, trading 103.61. U.S. bond yields are 4.1470, basically unchanged after a strong day yesterday. The S&P 500 is up 16 at 50.99. That's a bounce. Yesterday was a down day. The VIX is trading 14.07. Gold is trading, spot gold is trading 21.32, up $5, picking up overnight as we head into European hours. Silver is actually up for a change. That's good. 23.75, up 9 cents. Bitcoin, amazing round trip yesterday. It's trading 66.81, up 4.75%. And Ethereum is up 8%. So we do have a little bit of an alt season going on here. Copper is up 50 basis points. Platinum, palladium are up a little bit. And crude oil is up 64 cents at 78.93. Natural gas is almost perfectly unchanged at 190 spot 7. And grains are not on your screen right there, but grains are mixed with corn up. Okay, we have a lot to talk about today, so I'd rather just get the information in your hands and we'll discuss the other stuff in premium later on. The title tentatively is Breaking Bullion Bank Pulls Forward Price Targets. You're not going to hear this anywhere else before us, but a major bullion bank raised their price targets yesterday. They're not going to use the word raised. They use the words pull forward. And we think this had a big impact on why the markets were so decidedly strong on Friday and today. We'll give you a little bit of that in a second. All right. There is the quote from the report. We pull forward our longstanding 6 to 12 month baseline gold price target of $2,150 an ounce and upgrade the 0 to 3 month and 6 to 12 month base case targets. We'll get into what those are in a little bit. So as we said today, we're going to talk about briefly, Super Tuesday, all-time highs in gold and Bitcoin, and Powell speaks today. In the premium section, we're going to stay online here. We're going to talk about the bullion bank raising the price target for gold and the election coverage in a little bit more of an editorial fashion. Yesterday's stock activity, U.S. equities declined on Tuesday, weighed down by tech shares. Market news or news that we think matters. These are the things that we think are going to drive markets today. Well, the Super Tuesday has to be talked about, right? So let's just get to that, right? Trump, as expected, dominated Super Tuesday. Of the states that have reported, Nikki Haley managed to win only one, Vermont, and Trump is thus approaching the number of delegates needed to secure the party's nomination in July. With little to no challenge, Trump and Biden, within their respective parties, a lot of Super Tuesday's discussion in the media will be devoted to how the results could affect the presidential election this fall. And we're going to tell you how they're going to affect the economy in short order, in very simple terms. We'll discuss that a little bit later on. Powell today, all right, Powell's going to be speaking today. He testifies today and tomorrow in the House of Representatives and the Senate, respectively. It will be interesting to see if there are any clear signals about when the first interest rate cut may come before or after the summer and about QT policy. Most likely, Powell will reiterate that there is no rush to cut rates. He may not cut rates at all. Everyone's focusing on that. Don't focus on that. Start focusing on things like QT going from being tapered to being stopped altogether. Focus on things like the reverse twist, Operation Twist. Remember that? Well, Operation Reverse Twist may be happening, which is a form of QE. Notable headlines. Here's the payoff that we all care about as precious metals enthusiasts. The price of gold has surged to a record high, driven by growing expectations of U.S. interest rate cuts, investors hunting for haven assets, and months of prodigious buying by central banks and Chinese investors. That's the most important part. The yellow metal struck $2,141 an ounce on Tuesday, beating the previous record of $2,135 set in December. That's spot. Futures did not make a new all-time high. Spot did. That's, again, a comment on the markets itself. Quick comment on that. You want to watch, as a trader, the EFP, which is going to be more obvious in silver. And you want to watch the Shanghai COMEX premium spread. As it widens, we go up. As it shrinks, we go down. Bitcoin reached a new all-time high for the first time in more than 2 years, topping at 69,200. Well, and then it sold off violently, 6-7%, in sympathy with the stock market. But Bitcoin's not the stock market, and it went back up. So every dip because of stocks coming off is now being bought. How long that will go on, I don't know. But that's what's going on now. China will target economic growth of about 5% this year, a rate that analysts have described as ambitious as the world's second largest economy battles challenges ranging from a property slowdown to weak investor confidence. You can read the rest there on your own. You have a little bit of news about Target. We have the iPhone sales plunging 24%. That's a big headline out there. Bond investors have punished banks with heavy exposure to commercial real estate. Commercial real estate banks are at risk of going under. Regional banks, not the big ones. President Joe Biden on Tuesday will launch a new task force to take on unfair and illegal corporate pricing, which Biden sees as a major reason why consumers are not feeling the impact of cooling inflation rates and a strong economy. Well, that's because inflation is the rate of change in prices, and high prices don't come down when inflation goes to zero. High prices stay high, and, well, that's what you get when you tell people to raise prices. Top mainstream media news links, we have that in there as well today. That's refreshed. Geopolitically, we've got one of each. There's a bunch of them out there, but basically Hamas, no exchange of prisoners unless there's a ceasefire. Russia, we're not really happy with, Macron said. And U.S. State Department says we're backing the Philippines and we're not happy with what China did. That's the gist of those things. Today's data on deck, there's a lot of data, but people will be focused on what Fed Chair Powell says in front of Congress. There could be some gold questions, right? That's come up recently. We covered that last week. And, you know, there could be some questions about the Operation Twist, although I don't think the congressmen or senators have the brain power to discuss that. Well, let's put it this way. If they do have the brain power, their constituency doesn't, and it's not going to help them get votes by talking about esoteric things like yield curve control and manipulation of yields. But there's the rest of the data. You can see that. All right, so let's get to the headline. Here's an excerpt of the comment. Now, Citibank is a bullion bank. They are one of the most influential in the world in precious metals. They don't grab headlines. They don't push it on retail. That's not their business. They're much more like a JP Morgan than a Goldman Sachs. Their approach is, well, they have governments as clients, so they don't mess around. They have a report out that came out today, right? So this is really cutting edge for everyone here. No one else has this, except maybe Zero Hedge, right? Global commodities, pulling forward the bullish gold thesis, record prices ahead, ? Citibank says, we pull forward our longstanding 6 to 12-month baseline gold price target of $2,150 an ounce and upgrade the 0 to 3-month and 6 to 12-month base targets of $2,200 and $2,300 respectively. Then they include a couple charts. There's a full report on this. We just have an excerpt. We have an extended excerpt. The S&P 500 index in gold terms, that's what they have there. So I guess they're showing the relative value of gold to stocks. And the Citi official sector gold demand outlook. That's pulled from a report that we shared with premium subscribers earlier in the year. Okay, so what's the quick comment on that? There's really no quick comment. Look, when the price goes up and you have a price target, you either raise your target or you don't. If you don't raise your target, you're either being stubborn or you know something and you believe that you're right for the right reason. If you do raise your target, and frankly, you either raise your target early or late. If you raise your target late, that's because the end of the year is coming. You want to make sure your target is closer to reality, right? That's just the politics of keeping your job in this business. But if you raise your target early in the year like this, it's no joke. Now, I want to tell you that they're raising the target because they really think it's going to 2,500 or 5,000. And that could be true, but I don't know. What I really think is the practical reason they're raising their target now is because the election is coming up, and the election is going to be a disaster, in my opinion. Meaning, just to get a little bit ahead of ourselves on the politics of it, elections bring about increased certainty until 2020, actually going back to 2008. You know, if you think about it, in 2020, we had a contested election. It's still being contested, whether you agree with it or not, it's still being contested. And who were the people involved in that election? Biden and Trump. If either one of them are involved in this election coming up, Trump versus Biden, Trump versus, I don't know, Newsom, Biden versus Haley, not going to happen, but you get my point. If either one of these two are in this, you have a problem. And the problem is, whatever the election is, someone, half the country, will be aggressively unhappy. And that's an election that creates uncertainty. And if election creates uncertainty, then you're going to see gold and Bitcoin and, God willing, if they let it, silver rally. Believe me, silver's being sold because gold's being bought. I've said that a million times, and that's just what's going on. All right, so that's the connection between politics and gold and the rate raising. Now, we have a lot more on that. We're going to go through in premium at the end of this segment, so stay with us for that. Here's the commentary on the markets today before I put a chart up. Gold, all-time new highs in spot, stable today. Now, I wrote stable when it was unchanged. Now it's up $5. Stable bullish, right? Silver continues to be sold as a hedge for gold, but even silver is up now. Interesting. Oil weak and weaker yesterday, but strong today. Bitcoin, Ethereum, new all-time highs, then a steep sell-off, then a re-rally. Look, I mean, if tech sells off 1% and Bitcoin sells off 6%, and then tech rallies 25 basis points and Bitcoin rallies 6%, you got to pay attention to that. Stocks were weaker on tech yesterday, and they're noisy, well, a little bit stronger. Looks like I think I know what's going on here. And bonds were stronger yesterday and flat today. The dollar is mixed. Okay, so the market today is kind of just squaring up in anticipation of Powell saying something that could be surprising. Anyway, we'll give you a little bit of eye candy on the charts. There's the daily spot gold market. My price targets. I don't have an upside price target, but you know, I gave you a guideline, and that guideline is around 2,300 in gold based on that GAN line. And those are I've refined my levels to watch if the market comes off. And those levels are 2113. Between 10 and 13 is fine. On the first level on a downside, that's not very important in my opinion. And 2077 to get bearish. So between 2113 and 2077, I'm not of any opinion at all. Below 2077, I would be leaning towards a bearish vibe. And as long as we're above 2113, why would you be anything but long? Takes that a new high and doesn't get rejected. This market has been permitted to rally now. It's being permitted to rally. You know what happens after that? It gets encouraged to rally. Heaven forbid if that happens. Okay, I'm Vince. Have a great day. And we're going to start the premium portion now. And here we go.